the makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you Lum and Abner. I was talking with Grandpappy Spears down in Pine Ridge the other day, and he told me something I think all you oldsters in our radio audience ought to know. You see, Grandpappy's well nigh under 80 years young, and like many other older folks, he's troubled occasionally with muscular aches and pains. Well, sir, Grandpappy told me that whenever those muscles in his arms and legs and back get to acting up, he just fixes himself a glass of Alka-Seltzer, drinks it, and it's almost no time before he gets relief. Now, if muscular aches and pains cause you discomfort every once in a while, why don't you try Alka-Seltzer? It's really surprising how quickly a glass of sparkling Alka-Seltzer can help take the kinks out of sore, aching, painful muscles. Yes, it's just as effective for these common joy killers as it is for headaches, for acid indigestion, and in cold distress. So be sure to try it. Now, if you haven't a package of Alka-Seltzer tablets in your home now, get one from your druggist right away. I know you'll be glad you did. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Lum and Abner have so much confidence in their new bank, they're even putting their own money into it. Lum made a trip to the county seat today and drew out their balance of some $4,000 from the bank there, and now the total deposits of the Pine Ridge United Bank have swelled to nearly $5,000. As we're looking on our old friends now, Lum has just returned from the county seat, and we find him and Abner down at the store. Listen.
Yeah, well, they can't complain about us not having confidence in our own bank now. We've got $4,000 of our own money in there.
I just hope we ain't making no mistake taking it out of the bank and there at the county seat, Lum.
Well, of course not. We've got it out here where we can look after it now.
I just sort of in hopes that you'd change your mind while you'd in there and just leave it in there where we know it's safe.
Well, now, don't you let nobody else hear you talking that away. If they found out you ain't got no confidence in the bank, you know they ain't going to put their money in here.
Well, I ain't going to say nothing. That don't keep me from thinking, though. Reckon we couldn't take part of our money out and bury it, Lum.
Bury it? For goodness sakes. That would look fine, wouldn't it? The president and assistant cashier of the bank taking their own money out and burying it.
Well, that's all the money we got in the world, Lum. Now, if anything happens to it, we'll be right back broke again.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself even thinking of such a thing. Besides, supposing somebody was to see us bury it. Where did you have in mind to put it?
Oh, I don't know. Any place where it's safe.
It's safe right here, right where it's at. We can watch it here. We're going to be here in the store all day, and one of us is going to sleep here overnight.
Yeah, but you sleep so sound, Lum. I don't know whether you'd hear a robber or not.
I'm going to tie a string from the handle of that safe door to my big toe every night. They can't open the door without waking me up. And I've got another idea for protecting it, too. Come on over here and I'll show you.
Is that the surprise you got in the box, sir?
Yeah. This will protect the bank during the daytime.
Well, good.
I got this idea from in there at the bank at the county seat.
Oh. Well, what is that?
You know that fellow that stands around in the lobby of the bank in there in a uniform?
The guard?
Yeah.
Well, that looks like a band uniform.
It is.
Are you going to join the band? Well, you can't play no instrument, Lum.
I don't have to play no instrument.
Well, they'll catch you and throw you out of the band, then. That's what they done to Mose Mooch. He played the tuba for over a year before they catched on or he weren't making no noise. They got a piece with a tuba solo in it. Well, that was the end of Mose.
Well, I ain't figuring on joining the band, Abner. This uniform's for you.
Me? Well, I can't play nothing. Just chord a little on the guitar, but they don't have them in bands.
This is for you to wear here in the bank. You're going to be the bank guard.
Well, that don't look like no policeman's outfit.
Yeah, that's the only thing they had in there in the way of a uniform. Got it in there at the second-hand clothing store over there on the south side.
Yeah.
They had some stuff for masquerade parties and stuff like that. Ghost outfits and Uncle Sam costume. But this is the nearest thing they had to a policeman's uniform.
Well, I never have saw a policeman wear a bright red coat like that.
They do up in Canada. Them Northwest Mounted policemen wear them.
You mean I'm going to ride a horse here in the store?
No, you just stand around like that fella does in there at the bank in the county seat. Just look suspicious at all the customers that comes in here.
Well, why don't you wear this outfit, Lon?
Well, that wouldn't look right. The president of the bank wearing a uniform, guarding it, too. You'll get to wear a star and carry a pistol. You won't have to take no back talk off of nobody. Go ahead and slip on the coat and see how it fits.
Yeah, I never knowed I got the pack shooting on. Can I wear that pistol stocked on the outside like that guard in there does?
Why, sure. Want folks to see it.
Hot dog.
Here, I'll help you.
Yeah, let me get my arm in there.
See, it's going to fit all right.
Well, where's the breeches to it?
Oh, any kind of pants is all right. Them blue serge you got on's all right.
Well, how do I look?
Fine. Might be a little big.
Yeah.
Sleeves is way yonder too long, but you might grow yet.
Oh, I don't think I'll grow much at my age, Lon.
Well, we can stuff some padding in there and turn the sleeves back. It'll make your muscles look bigger that way. Then they will be scared of you.
Yeah, I'll scare the daylights out of them. Now, where's my pistol now, Lon?
Well, I think I know where I can get one. Moe's Mooch has got one over there at the barber shop. He might loan it. I'll run across the street there right now and see if I can't borrow it.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Wait a minute. Here's the cap that goes with it.
Huh?
See there? Got a plume on it and everything.
Oh, I never seen that. Hey, doggy, that's fancy, ain't it?
That looks nice. Becomes you.
Daddy, sure enough.
Wait a minute. There comes Cedric up out there. If he wants to cash a check or something, go ahead and wait on him, Admiral. I'll be right back.
Yeah, you better hurry. We got that money down there in the safe. I ought to be guarding it right now.
Yeah, howdy, Cedric. Howdy, Mr. Lowe. Abner's back there. He'll wait on you if there's anything you want.
Yeah, come on back, Cedric.
Well, for the land's sake. I never hardly knowed you, Mr. Abner. Whereabouts is the parade?
What parade?
I don't know. This is the first I've heard about it.
Well, the first I heard about it, too. Good thing you come by. I might have missed it, Cedric. Well, this uniform's just a thing for it, ain't it?
Yes, Mom. Wished I had one.
Is everybody going to wear a uniform?
Lodge members will, I reckon. They generally always do.
Oh, yeah. It's the only chance they ever get to wear them. Well, reckon why they're parading today.
I don't know. Just supposed it was on account of you and Mr. Lum opening up this bank in the store here.
Oh.
I've heard folks all over town talking about how nice they thought it was of you to do it.
Well.
Don't have to go clean to the county seat to do their banking now.
Aye, doggy, that's just about what it's for. Well, me and Lum will be marching right at the head of the parade then, won't we?
Yes, Mom, I guess you will.
Well, that is nice. That's the nicest thing I've ever had did to me. But let me call Elizabeth and tell her. She might not know a thing about it.
Don't she know you're going to wear this beautiful uniform?
No, I just got it a while ago.
She'd be surprised to death whenever she sees him. I had something to put on. Get in the parade myself, I did. Could wear my baseball suit, I reckon.
Hello? Oh, hello, honey. Did you know about the parade? This afternoon.
Pin my glove right on my britches, sir.
Yeah? For me and Lon?
That's what I'll do.
On account of us opening up the bank. Why, the lodge started, I think. Yes, it is awful nice of them. Well, I got a brand new uniform to wear, too.
Wear my cap backwards.
Yeah, Lon got it for me. Yeah, a red coat and a cap with a big plume in it.
Put a red rose on my baseball cap.
Why, sure, we'll march right at the head of the parade. Oh, I don't know. Just a minute. What time did it start, Cedric?
Oh, I don't know, Mr. Abner. 2 o'clock, I reckon. That's when they generally start.
At 2 o'clock? Yeah, sure. Well, it's nearly 1:30 now. Well, get little Pearl all dressed up and bring her too, Elizabeth. Oh, he'll just tickle her to death, see me out there marching. Yeah, when we come by where you're standing, we'll start the hand slapping and get them all started, you know. Yeah, all right, Elizabeth. Huh? Oh, yeah, call them. Get everybody you can down there. All right, honey. Yeah. Goodbye. She's going to call the sea skunkses and get them all down there.
Yes, ma'am.
Poor thing, she never knows a thing about it. She just stays so close there on the place, she never knows nothing that's going on around this town.
Yonder comes Mr. Grandpap up on the porch there.
Huh? Oh, yeah. I wonder why he ain't got on his Civil War uniform. I never knowed him to miss a parade. Yeah, come in, Grandpa.
Hey, howdy. Well, what in the world are you so dressed up for, Abner?
For the parade. Ain't you hear about it?
I know. I just now come downtown. I've been home all morning.
Yeah. Well, they'll give them a parade for me and Mom on account of us opening up the bank here.
Well, what time are they aiming on having it?
2:00, sharp. If you're going to get your uniform on, you better skedaddle out of here. It's 1:30 right now.
Yeah. Well, here, tell them to wait if I'm late, Abner. I'll get back just as quick as I can.
Yeah.
Where about they aiming on starting it out from?
Why, down at the far end of the street at the lodge hall, I reckon.
Well, I'll be down there just as quick as I can get ready.
Yeah, all right, Grandpa.
I believe I'll go over to the place and get on my baseball suit, Mr. Abner. Wish they'd have told me about it sooner. I'd have got some fancy outfit to wear like yours.
Yeah. Well, you better hurry now, Cedric. Oh, looky there, Grandpa talking to Lom out there. Tell him to get on over and get dressed. I can't hold that parade up all day for him.
Well, he's leaving now. I'll be back in just a few minutes.
All right, hurry, Cedric.
Where are you going to take the race, Andy?
Over to the place to get on my baseball suit for the parade.
That's the time.
Hey, come on in, Lom.
Grandpa was just telling me about the parade, Abner.
Yeah, ain't that fine?
Yeah. That uniform's a little big for you, Abner. Maybe I ought to wear it today.
Oh, no, you don't. Now, you got this for me, and I'm going to wear it.
All right. I'll carry a flag then.
Yeah.
Grandpap says they're aiming on starting from down in front of the lodge hall at 2:00.
Yeah, yeah.
I was just thinking, Abner, they're trying to surprise us. Why don't we surprise them?
Surprise them?
Yeah, they're going to start from the far end of the street and march this way. At 2:00, me and you will start from up here. Just the two of us march down the middle of the street together and meet them halfway.
Doggy, that's a good idea.
And then I'll stop and give a speech.
Yeah, that's the time.
Get that legal holiday sign out and hang it on the door, Abner. We'll just close the whole place up for the rest of the day. Granny, this is the biggest thing that ever happened to us, Abner. The biggest day of our life.
Well, it certainly looks as though Lum and Abner might be in for a big disappointment. But then I guess that's the way things go. We all have our troubles. But we can be mighty thankful, though, that some of our troubles, at least, can usually be taken care of in short order. For example, take that miserable distress and discomfort that frequently follow a meal that's been especially enjoyable. Now, we ate too much, and we know it, but it tasted so good. Well, there's one trouble that needn't bother long, for if you have a package of Alka-Seltzer tablets handy, relief can be yours, both quickly and pleasantly. Yes, when you take Alka-Seltzer for distress after meals, you feel better fast, thanks to the twofold action of the usually effective alkalizing properties which it contains. So be wise, friends. Be prepared. Never be without a package of Alka-Seltzer tablets in your home. Keep one where you work as well. And remember, you can get Alka-Seltzer tablets at all drugstores. Get a package from your druggist right away.